بسیج این ویو آف آیت الله خامنه ای. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. We are in the Basij week. Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, issued the formation of Basij volunteer forces on November 26, 1979. This order clearly showed the Imam's foresightedness, as no war had been waged yet. At that time, saboteurs and insurgents would instigate chaos and terrorist acts in the country with the support of foreign powers, especially the U.S. Imam Khomeini, who always relied on people's power, called on them to come to the scene again to thwart the threats. Leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, said about Basij, "The anniversary of Basij formation is reminiscent of the glorious memory of combatants who, during the eight-year imposed war, drew the most beautiful paintings of self-sacrifice with nobility and humbleness, coupled with bravery and valor. It is the memory of chaste and valorous men who were the lions of day and ascetics of night, who mixed the battlefield against the Satan with the struggle against the soul, prompting to evil, and turned the war front into the mihrab of worship. They are the young men who left their youthful pleasures and desires for God's sake, and the elderly who preferred the battlefield to comfort, and the men who sacrificed the love of wife, children, friend, and land in the altar of divine love. It is the memory of the great men who, with little show off, embarked on defending the divine values and were not scared of the bogus awe of the powers which had come to fight the divine values for preserving the culture and values of the ignorant West." The foresightedness of Imam Khomeini in formation of Basij volunteer organization yielded fruit as, less than 10 months later, the Iraqi Ba'athist regime staged an all-out war against the Islamic Republic of Iran at the behest of its masters in Washington. Saddam Hussein, the former dictator of Iraq, attacked and occupied parts of the Iranian soil to destroy the Islamic Revolution. But the stiff and unprecedented resistance of the Iranian forces, especially the Basiji volunteers, prevented his dream to materialize. Hence, the war took 8 years. Today also, the Basiji forces are firmly defending the lofty goals of the Islamic Revolution under the leadership of Ayatollah Khamenei. Ayatollah Khamenei said, "As long as Basij exists, the Islamic system and the Islamic Republic will not be threatened by the enemies. This is a fundamental principle." The leader believes that the Basij was a sapling planted by Imam Khomeini for the sake of God to serve the people and the Islamic Revolution. And now it has turned into a sturdy and thick tree which keeps bearing fruits in Iran and abroad. This position has been attained due to the divine characteristics such as spirituality, sincerity, popularity, insight, religious awareness, obedience of leader, simple way of living, self-sacrifice, and preparedness. Today, millions of Iranians are the members of Basij to defend Iran and the Islamic Revolution devotedly. Ayatollah Khamenei says, "Basij is an establishment in which the purest men and the most selfless and prepared youth of the country have gathered for the lofty goals of this nation. No doubt, the role of the youth is undeniable in Basij, and basically the main structure of this popular organization has been built by faithful and vivid youth. Fortunately, various strata of people have answered to the call of Basij. In every part of Iran, various strata from citizens, villagers, nomads, university students, employees, school students, workers, farmers, and other parts of the country have answered positively the invitation of Basij establishment. Insight is very important for Basij forces. Ayatollah Khamenei says in this regard, "Dear youth, dear Basijis, increase the insight day by day. Do not let some material needs and trivial matters block your insight. Keep your insight and recognize your enemy. The enemy has different tricks, and that nation will be successful who is not deceived." Another feature of Basij is sincerity and anonymity. The Basij forces fulfill their duties only for the sake of God without any expectation. That's why the leader says that a group of the best and most devoted people enter every field that the country and the system needs with their full ability, while they do not want reward and salary and do not seek name and fame. This is very important. Elsewhere in his remarks, the leader says, Basij is not dependent on money, title, ostentation, or order from above. Ayatollah Khamenei stresses the need for Basij, saying, "It is not that we have the army and the IRGC and another armed force called Basij. No, Basij is the body of a nation that has been trained to take arm and, in case of the country's need, shoulders the biggest and heaviest load, as it was seen during the war." According to the military experts, Basij is the most comprehensive, coherent, efficient, and selfless force in the world. Ayatollah Khamenei believes that Basij should always be equipped with the most updated and useful knowledge and technology in every field. He says, Basij should enter the arena of knowledge ahead of all. You should go and capture the scientific arenas, technological arenas, scientific innovations, and unknown horizons of knowledge. Imam Khomeini also said, "I always envy the purity and sincerity of Basijis and ask God to resurrect me in the hereafter with Basijis, as in this world, I am boastful of being a Basiji myself."